This is Aaron O'Rahilly of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Is there a protocol number for one to ring to inquire, ask questions?
Hold on a sec.
Protocol officer.
Good morning, protocol section. Katie speaking.
How you doing? I'm Aaron O'Rahilly of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and I just want to ask a question, two questions actually. Yeah. What steps have been made in relation to the gathering events for the celebration of Ireland's Independence Day?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. The gathering is an initiative organised by a different department.
Right.
I think it's Transport, Tourism and Sport.
Transport, Tourism and Sport. Great.
I'm not 100% on that.
Okay.
If that's the right department.
Yeah.
I'm just going to double check that now.
Thanks very much.
I am fairly certain that it's the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport. I think Leo Varadkar was involved.
Oh, great.
In that. So it's an initiative kind of more or less organised by that department.
Okay. You wouldn't have their number? That's.
I have the switchboard number.
Oh, great.
Let's see now. Sorry, just a second. Okay, just a second now. So the switch number is 670.
Yeah.
7444.
Oh, great stuff. Thanks very much. Just another question.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ian?
Just another question, yeah?
Yeah.
In relation to the national flag of green, white and orange.
Yeah.
Has there been any, or what provisions have been made to add the gold fringe on the flag in the chambers? Has there been any, you know, mandate from the people to do that?
Not as far as I'm aware. As far as I know, the gold trim on the flag is more decorative.
Decorative, right. Okay.
And with the flag, there's no actual legislation around it.
Oh, really?
There's no laws in relation to the national flag itself.
Okay, oh,
we,
really?
We kind of have preferred guidelines that kind of for the protocol and how it would be preferred for people to treat the flag. But unfortunately, there's no actual legislation to enforce that.
So there's no legislation. So, see, the flag is actually the property of the IRB, believe it or not. And so anybody can essentially change the flag.
Well, the national flag is still the national flag.
Right.
Like, it's not that. And that's kind of the accepted national flag. Is not. I'm just going to check the constitution if there is anything.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah. Article 7 states it's green, white, and orange. Not green, white, and orange, and gold, which is a fourth colour addition, which violates Article 7 of Bunrock na Héireann.
Yeah. No. That is the only mention of the flag. In the constitution,
yeah.
So kind of there's even constitutionally there's no recommendations on the use of the flag. And the protocol booklet that would be on the website as well. That would be kind of for the preferred use of the flag. As I say, as far as I know, the gold trim, the kind of gold fringing on the edges would just be decorative.
Right. Well, it violates the IRB's protocol in relation to the flag, you know.
Pardon?
The addition of a gold fringe violates the IRB protocol in relation to the flag. Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay if I pop you on hold a second? It's just, I think we've sure. had a query about the gold fringe yeah. previously, which my colleague was dealing with here.
Okay.
So I could double check with her to see if she would have any more information about that.
Great. Thanks very much.
Is that okay? I'll just be a second now.
Thanks.
Thank you. Sorry to keep you holding there. We've just checked back now on previous correspondence that we've had in relation to it, and the gold fringe is on a ceremonial flag.
A ceremonial flag, okay.
Yeah, so, that's over in Leinster House.
It's in Leinster House. So the Leinster House and the Supreme Court are areas of ceremony, are they?
I'm not sure why they would have it, but the flag that they have, the one with the gold fringe, that would be a ceremonial national flag.
But it's displayed in the Shannon, the Oireachtas, and the Supreme Court, and surely they're not places of ceremony.
I think it would, rather than it being kind of an occasion of ceremony, it would be more kind of not prestigious, I suppose, but kind of along that lines of the prestige of having them there would warrant a ceremonial flag.
Right.
That would be my understanding of why they might have it there.
So it kind of depicts an Admiralty flag, yeah?
Pardon?
Okay, so in essence, it doesn't fit Article 7 in relation to the Oireachtas. You know,
it would, because the flag itself is still the standard green, white and orange flag.
Yeah.
And it's just that it has the ceremonial trim.
Okay. But it's a strange thing. I mean, any addition or subtraction from any national flag may be considered an act of treason, you know. In certain countries, people are and have been executed for this, you know. So it's quite a serious
again,
thing.
That would come back to there's no actual laws.
There's no law.
Governing the use of the national flag. They are just the preferred protocol guidelines.
Would
hope that people would follow.
From who made these protocols?
As far as I know, now they were done with a number of different organisations.
Really?
the protocol section here would kind of, we'd have the booklets. I think it was, there was a committee set up previously to kind of look at the setting up of the preferred protocol guidelines.
So, but it's not an official flag.
The national flag itself.
Well,
the national flag is green, white, and orange. Sure. Is the official flag.
That's the official flag. So what I'm saying is the flag that's displayed in the Supreme Court, Shannon and Oireachtas chamber is not the official flag. So at that rate.
It would be the official flag, but it has the ceremonial gold trim.
The official flag doesn't have the gold fringe. An official flag does not have a gold fringe. It's for ceremonial purposes, as you state, so it's not for official use with a gold fringe.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you know, if fringe is for ceremonial purposes and the official flag doesn't have a gold fringe, well, the official flag doesn't is not displayed in the Supreme Court, Shannon or Oireachtas chamber.
But it would be the official flag.
Without the fringe.
It's still the flag itself is still green, white, and orange. The tricolour of green, white, and orange.
Yeah. So it's okay to change the fringe colour, and it would still be an official flag if it had a pink fringe on it.
Again, there are no laws.
There are no
around
laws.
The use of the national flag.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So is there a particular ceremony that's in place at the moment for this flag to be displayed as a ceremonial flag?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much for that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nair.
Bye-bye.